The bishop has asked me to let you know that the final hearing involving the Catholic Church at the Royal Commission commences this Monday, tomorrow, and will run for some 3 weeks. For the victims, for the survivors, and for their families, for our Catholic community, and for many in the wider Australian community, this public hearing may be a difficult and distressing time. As the Royal Commission reviews the evidence that it has already received and seeks to understand why and how this tragedy has occurred. During the hearing, the Royal Commission will ask the important question, what has the Church learnt from the experience of the Royal Commission? What have we learnt? And what will we do in the future? The Royal Commission hearing will also explore the cultural factors that contributed to the abuse in the Church and to the mishandling of the abuse by Church leaders. As part of the hearing, the Commission will release data relating to the extent of claims of abuse in the Church in Australia. The data will shock and confront the community and will once again make plain the extent of the suffering, the damage, and the loss that victims have endured. It's absolutely important that this information is made public. It's part of being transparent and ensuring that the complete story is told. Pope Francis has urged the whole Church to find the courage needed to take all necessary measures and to protect in every way the lives of our children, so that such crimes may never be repeated. Bishop Peter Ingham has written a statement in relation to this Royal Commission hearing. Copies of the statement are available in the Narthex after Mass, or you can access it on the diocesan website at dow.org.au. Our bishop invites all people of the diocese to join in prayer for the continuing work of the Royal Commission, and that our combined efforts may lead to the greater protection of children and vulnerable adults, and to justice and healing for victims, for survivors, and for their families.